Hello friends, this is Nemo Martin, creator of Trice Forgotten. I wanted to come in and thank you for checking out our swashbuckling adventure. There are a lot of people on deck at Rusty Quill helping to make this podcast possible, and the best way you can support us and our show is by spreading the word. Tell your friends and pirate nemeses, share us on social media with the hashtag Trice Forgotten, rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice, maybe even play it on repeat for your aquarium buddies. We are still a small company and we want to keep bringing more and more work to writers and performers in future seasons, but we can only do that if people listen and spread the word. If you want to contribute to us directly and get first word on new projects, behind-the-scene content, exclusive events, and more, consider joining the Rusty Quill Patreon over at patreon.com/rustyquill. Now please, enjoy the episode.
Rusty Quill presents Trees Forgotten, Episode 2, Heavy Cargo.
Nani, it happened. They promoted me. Assistant Cartographer Siva. Lieutenant Colonel Shaw himself said I was the youngest boy they had ever promoted. And I have a new uniform. And Private Pearson cleared out some old beer bottles from a corner of the mess so I would have somewhere to work. And I have two boxes, one to sit on and one to draw my maps. Ah, it's been the most wonderful day. Nani? You do think it's wonderful?
Here you are in my kitchen, and not a greeting for your nani, huh?
Nani, vanakam nani, ittu atpudamana vasanai.
Flattery, is it? Perhaps you could manage to talk and roll these rotis at the same time, seeing as you are such a clever boy.
Yes, look, here I go. Rolling rotis, see? But do you not think it is exciting?
They are too thick. They won't bake properly. Put some muscle into it.
Nani!
Anbi, ni shantosamaga, irupaltal, eknam shantosam. I always knew you were a bright one.
This could be the start of something great, Nani. I'm already ahead with my Latin and Greek, and if I work hard, Private Pearson says I could go anywhere in the Empire with what they're teaching me.
And where will you go when you have had enough of me?
Nani, I'll never leave you. But perhaps Cambridge.
Cambridge? Go and bring the malang. What will you do there?
I'll read history, of course. The progress of the world. The great men who shaped it laid out like a book for me to understand. And then I'll work at the Queen's Museum.
The Queen's Museum? With all the treasures of their history. And they still feel the need to come here and take ours?
I can do it, Nani. The British in the camp say that I am improving every day.
It is not you I am worried about, Patia. I just want you to remember, your future is not written just yet.
Good morning.
Trouble sleeping?
I would like to be helpful. Please?
Helpful?
You are unfamiliar with the concept.
You could say that. What did you have in mind?
Perhaps I could help with these... lines.
Ropes.
Ropes that you're folding.
Stowing.
Stowing.
When you prepare a rope for a task, it becomes a line. These are unemployed, so they're just ropes. Why don't you relax? There'll be plenty to do once Alistair's is up.
Then perhaps I could prepare breakfast for when she awakes.
If you can make anything out of stale hardtack and dust, I reckon even the captain will crack a smile.
Stale hardtack.
Stores are still empty. In her haste to bring you aboard, the captain didn't finish her weekly shopping.
Then we should make for a port post-haste, should we not?
Why didn't I think of that? We'll be calm, lad. No wind, we're stuck. I hate to say it, but if something doesn't turn up soon, we could be in trouble.
Something like that?
I don't believe it.
It is, isn't it?
A boat.
Absolutely loaded with food.
You got any more tricks like that up your sleeve? Can't summon me a pint, could you?
Jackfruit, kangkong, guava, and those are the ripest mangoes I've ever seen. Ahoy there, traveller. Come aboard,
What are you doing?
They have food. I thought we needed...
Don't invite someone on board without the captain's say-so. What if they're dangerous? What if they're carrying sickness?
Do you think they have sickness?
That's not the... It's protocol to ask. Never mind, too late now.
What if they're a pirate?
With mangoes? Make yourself known, stranger.
Gosh... They could lift me like a sack of flour.
Well met, friends.
Forgive my young crewmate's enthusiasm in hailing you aboard. He's new to the waters. Baker.
Noor.
That's a handsome haul you've got there, Noor.
A productive day's work, alhamdulillah.
I don't suppose we could interest you in...
Siva!
Interest me in Siva?
No, I'm Siva, Sivapada Sundaram, and this is Baker, well, you know that, and this is the Netawan Sun, that is, the ship that we're standing on, and what you don't see is Captain Alestes. She's doing important captain things downstairs right now, and you're Noor, which, obviously, you know, and we'd like some food, please.
Nice to meet you, Siva of the Netawansan. As for the food...
I think what the lad means to ask if we can make a trade, though we've very little to barter with.
Your stores are empty?
Yeah, as an Englishman's hut.
But I don't understand.
What?
This is one of the most fertile island chains on the Indian coast. You can weigh anchor on any spit of land within a few miles and find sustenance.
You mean you found all this?
Not all of it, but enough to barter for that which I could not forage, yes.
Could you show me?
Siva.
Please?
I'm not sure it's such a good idea for you to leave the ship. And we can't impose.
No imposition. There's a quay a few miles to the west. I could have him back by high sun.
Please, Baker. We've got nothing to trade, and I promise I'll work hard to earn my share of supper.
Back by midday, then. You'll know where to find us. Not like we're going anywhere.
Some talk of Alexander and some of Hercules, of Hector and Lysander and such great names as these. But of all the world's great heroes, there's none that can compare with a row, 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 row to Siva and Noor.
I think that's the last of the haul. All safely packed. Oh, sorry. stowed away. I can't wait to show Baker. You know, he says people used to come from miles around to taste his cooking. Of course, I'm no slouch in the kitchen myself. I assist my nanny all the time. I called her my nanny, but of course she wasn't actually my blood. But I do think of her as my blood, or... I did think of her as... Anyway, my actual parents were Tamil and not Bengali like my nanny, so she learned Tamil recipes from me, and I learned Bengali ones from her. Do you have a family? And Captain Alestis! I can't imagine she won't be pleased. Not that I've yet to see her pleased, but she must be capable of it. She is a human being, after all. I mean, I think she is.
A good meal softens even the hardest of hearts.
Very wise. Very wise indeed. Do you cook?
I've not much skill for it. But then, I never had much call. For me, little surmounts the pleasure of crunching fresh, raw radishes.
Oh, no. No, that won't do at all. You must let me make you a curry to thank you. Chicken with cashews, perhaps. Or white fish stewed tenderly with tamarind. Some mutton rolls on the side.
Or perhaps there is no need to cook meat at all.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. Are you a monk?
Not to my knowledge.
No, it's just that mostly when people don't eat meat, it's because they're very, extremely, pious. Is it prohibited for you?
No. I just prefer not to.
Never at all? Not even good old meat and two veg, as Lieutenant Colonel Shaw says. Though I must confess, I'm never quite sure what the meat in question is supposed to be. It's always so tough and grey.
One day I simply looked at my plate and thought, not for me.
I see. Egg rice and hoppers, then.
Not eggs either, I'm afraid.
Not eggs?
I do not wish to take anything from an animal it will not give me willingly. So no, not eggs or milk.
But the Bible says that the Promised Land was flowing with milk and honey. Surely if God wants us to, then...
Not my Bible. Nor my God.
Oh. And do all your people eat this way?
No. I come from a fishing village. Most make a living from their catches.
Is that why you left? So you wouldn't have to fish? I imagine it's a bloody business. All those guts and gills. What did your family think when you told them you were leaving?
They...
And how did you come to be so far out on the ocean alone? Even with your impressive physique, the stamina to row that far must
I
be...
I don't really like to talk
and
about...
And those bracelets you're wearing, such beauty! What is their meaning? They must be precious objects indeed for you to bring them with you. Who gave them...
Lemongrass.
I'm sorry?
Over there, a particularly fine growth of lemongrass... I'll just go and...
I can come with you.
No. No need. I can do it myself.
Oh. I really didn't mean to pry. I was just curious about you.
Just things. No deeper meaning than that.
Are you sure? Because I really didn't mean to... upset you. Well done, Siva. You old charmer, you.
Welcome to the Netto Anson. Here's the local blithering idiot to make you feel at home.
I don't know. I think you're rather sweet. Still going to knock you out with this oar, though.
Excuse me?
Bosun, get him aboard.
And you sure you didn't see who took him?
By the time I got to the shore, they were too far away.
Did you see a flag?
I don't know. I only got a glimpse.
Anything you can remember? Anything at all? How many guns? What did the prow look like? Describe them.
I didn't see because I hid.
There now, child. You did right to hide.
I let them take him.
What were you going to do? fight them with your bare hands. You may have muscles, but something tells me you didn't get them in combat.
No, but...
It's a terrible thing, guilt. Terrible and unhelpful.
Can you get him back?
That's not really up to me. That's a decision for...
What in the name of David Jones's barnacle-crusted locker is going on up here? Can a body not get some sleep without being woken by a wailing fit to rouse the dead? Either you're new here or Siva has undergone a very dramatic transformation.
Yes, I...
This is Noor, Captain. And they are extremely grateful for your permission to set foot aboard your ship.
That's funny. Don't remember giving it to them.
In light of the cargo they bring with them, I thought you would forgive me for speaking on your behalf.
Oh, you did you? Remind me to... What cargo?
Supplies, and fresh ones at that. We won't be eating hardtack for a good long while.
I see. Perhaps your insubordination can be overlooked. Just this once. If that's all, I'm going back to bed.
Wait!
What did you say?
Wait? Captain?
Someone's taken Siva. He and Noor went looking for food. Someone jumped him as they were leaving.
Why didn't they take you as well, New Blood? Couldn't find a sack big enough.
Noor saw Siva being rowed to another ship. Big. Bigger than Noor's.
Not hard, is it? Look, clearly his British friends have taken the opportunity to haul him back to whatever kind of rough justice is waiting for him. I saved him once, I'm not doing it again. Afternoon all.
Alistair's.
I'm not running a rescue service for nervous urchins.
I do not believe it was a British ship.
And how do you know?
I heard a flute playing. Not a fife,
A bamboo flute.
Yes. How did you...
Anne.
That's Captain, and you, scum.
Of course. Where... where are my manners?
Timid little thing, aren't you? Lying there, soaked to the skin, not a drop of fight in you. You know what you remind me of? A minnow. The kind of fish that's too small to even bother throwing back.
Now, I'm sure this can all be resolved civilly if we just remember our P's and Q's. Oh, no. We can do things your way. I see the wisdom now.
Tell me everything you know, minnow.
No.
About the florists.
Everything? That could take a while.
I've got all the time in the world.
Well, I could start with the basic definition, I suppose. Being the profession of those who sell and arrange flowers.
Think very carefully about what you say next.
Please, I don't know what you want or who you are.
You really don't. Do you? She hasn't mentioned me.
She? Do you mean Alestes?
Never say that name to me again, or next time the cutlass goes through you, not the beam.
You have some kind of history with her.
History? You really are a little Brit, aren't you? Incapable of speaking in anything but frilly euphemisms.
You know, I do sympathize. Not to speak ill of one's captain, but she can be very difficult at times.
Don't you dare speak of Alestes in that manner, you unworthy little... Well, I've got you now, Minnow. And if she wants you back, she'll just have to come and see me. Won't she?
Captain!
What?
You can't just sit there and eat mango.
But how I can't?
Alistair's.
Yes.
It's Anne. She's not going to just go away.
You know it's a trap, right?
Of course.
An insultingly obvious trap.
Are you angrier about the trap or the fact that she didn't put more effort into it?
It's enough out of you, old man.
You would speak to your elders so disrespectfully.
Who are you anyway? Don't answer, I don't care.
Siva is being held captive. They might be torturing him, doing Allah knows what.
No, I shouldn't think so.
No?
No. He's probably already dead.
Oh, you know damn well the reason Anne took him is to get your attention. That makes this your problem.
So I should go and impale myself on her blade because it's what? The decent thing to do?
You should go because I'll pay you.
Interesting. How much?
I don't have much in the way of actual coin.
Pass.
But I'm strong. I can lift more than your friend here and thrice as much as you, I'd wager. I brought you more food today than it seems you've seen in a month. You can have my labor.
Don't need labor. Need coin.
And how do you intend to get coin on a ship you can't sail, starving, half to death?
A year.
3 months. That's more than enough.
10.
6.
6 months. And those pretty bracelets you're wearing.
My... No!
Poor Siva. I hear Anne keeps her knife sharp by skinning live rats she finds in the hold.
I cannot believe you would have me barter for the life of a living soul.
I'm not the one that sat back and watched the poor soul get dragged off.
Very well. You had better get him back, Captain. It is not wise to call down a debt like this unless you intend to pay it.
I just could not believe that they didn't want to see my stamp collection. And anyway, so then after, they told me they had found my Nani in the wreckage. Oh, Nani. Ah, Servita Monaco, what a miracle. I'm sorry. I just... You understand.
Do I?
And then, after that, the British tried to shoot me, saying I was secretly a fly fisher, which I really do not understand, because I absolutely cannot fish, and I'm usually very good at getting along with
good
people.
Good God! Can you please...
Anne, your daughter of misery, give me back my bilge wrap.
Oh, thank God. Mummy's here.
Let me in this minute or I'll shoot this hatch to pieces.
It opens upwards, Alestes. You can let yourself in.
Ah, yes.
Now, unhand him.
No time for pleasantries after you went to all that trouble to find me.
You were moored a mile away in open water. You weren't exactly trying to hide.
You can take the boy. In fact, I'd be grateful if he never darkened my brig again.
But
there's a prize.
Spit it out, then. This isn't menacing, by the way. You're not successfully menacing me. I barely had to maim anyone to get down here.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
I want something from you.
Well, you're only human.
A favor.
A favor? A favor. Oh, I needed that. No, I won't do you a favor. A favor is what you do for a friend. A favor would imply I liked you. I'll pay you a ransom for the hostage you took.
Semantics.
What do you need me to do?
You don't want me to spoil the surprise, do you?
Anne, I'm not playing this game.
Entirely without game playing? He hasn't decided yet.
Who? I should have known. None of this was your idea, was it? It's got his muddy paw prints all over it. What if I say no?
Then I blow that little dinghy you call a ship out of the water. Can you afford to start again? I wonder.
So,
Sorry, how rude of me. I didn't mean to interrupt such a riveting conversation. You know, I think it's all this water I'm sitting in. I think, in fact, I might be coming down with something. Possibly a gripe or in fact...
Deal. You know, you do surprise me sometimes, Alestes. Even now.
Wish I could say the same of you. Hand him over.
He's all yours.
Come on, up the ladder. Let's go.
Remember, Alestes, a favor. Anytime we like.
How is he?
Sleeping. He's had quite a day. And how are you? You've had quite a day yourself. I saw the look in your face. Those bracelets were precious to you.
They were a gift, given when I went away. They wanted me to remember them.
That's a heavy thing to wear around your wrists. Heavier still to give it up for a boy you hardly know.
I suppose.
Strange what guilt can drive us to.
The words of a man with a story of his own.
Perhaps another day. It's not entirely my story to tell.
Alestes? You never leave her side.
She needs someone.
Strange what guilt can drive us to. You won't tell Siva, will you?
That's a conversation for you and the lad, I reckon. Don't give up on getting your bracelets back, Noah. Alistair might drive a hard bargain, but you're part of the crew now. She'll warm up to you, to both of you, before you realise it, and before she does.
Thrice Forgotten is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is created by Nemo Martin and directed by Rafaela Marcus. Today's episode was written by Rafaela Marcus and edited by Catherine Seaton, Maddie Searle, Tessa Vroom, and Kathy Rinella. Thrice Forgotten features Rebecca Bruff, Vic Zander, Shahan Hamza, Gigi Zahir, Naomi Bartu, and Mez Galeria. Thrice Forgotten is produced by Ian Gears and production manager Natasha Johnston, with executive producers Alexander J. Newell and April Sumner. To subscribe, view associated materials, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.